Now, the hydrologic cycle, this one I'm pretty sure is out of the little Brimblecombe book, I think. But it's either out of your beard or it's out of Brimblecombe, one of the two. It's a very simple sort of thing compared to the carbon cycle and the other element cycles that you see coming up. So the oceans then covering most of the surface. We get the incidence of solar radiation on it, heating up the ocean, causing evaporation. So you notice that the unit here then is 0.423, and we're therefore moving 0.423 by 10 to the 6 cubic kilometres per year across via atmospheric transport to the land. The balance you can see is happening because the difference between the evaporation and precipitation over the oceans leaves this thing as the residual that moves across to the land. And then on the land we've got evaporation, and this strictly here is evapotranspiration, including what the plants are doing, and precip, and then we've got runoff back to the oceans there, and then we've got a certain amount of storage in the lakes, soil water, ice, and groundwater. So that cycle I have asked in the past in the exam for this subject. I've given clues that there might be cycles that are not element cycles and stuff there, and most people have missed the clue and not done. So this is a nice, easy sort of target cycle, because there's a question on water chemistry in the test that's coming up, and there'll be a question on water chemistry in the exam. So there's a couple of potential places that I can ask into this area. Now we're going to look at the lifetime of water in the ocean, and we're looking at the lifetime of water in the atmosphere. And the atmosphere is very short, 10 days. So in that time, because of the speed of the turbulent transport, your average water molecule can travel 1,000 kilometres before it's removed. What was the difference between wet deposition and dry deposition? No. Yeah, to do with the rain. Wet deposition is when things are removed in a raindrop. Dry deposition means it hits the surface. And it doesn't matter whether it's a dry surface or a wet surface, but it hits the surface. So if you've got a particle, okay, and it collides with a raindrop, then it's removed by wet deposition. But if that particle hits the surface of the ocean, then it's dry deposition, because that's the difference between the two. So the water then in the ocean is undergoing evaporation. Over the land, it undergoes evaporation off the surface and transpiration through the stomata of plants. So the two of these then are combined together as evapotranspiration. I put down here an indicative lifetime of something that's long-lived in the atmosphere, so that we can see water is a very short lifetime compared to our CFC-12, which had a lifetime